From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Late October is the slated trial start date for two men authorities say sold a 16-year-old Eureka girl methamphetamine, which led to her death. The girl died from an overdose. In court Thursday, a judge set October 29th as the trial date for Tavon Evans and Anthony Burgess, each of whom is charged with involuntary manslaughter. Alyssa Claiborne was found dead in a hotel room at the Best Western Bayshore Inn on Broadway. A judge ruled last month that circumstances surrounding the case did not support murder charges against the pair. A pair of properties in Fortuna were labeled nuisance properties this week. They're located on South Fortuna Boulevard and on 10th Street. City council members point to the fact that any property which shows a heavy presence of weeds, rubbish, or other potentially dangerous circumstances can be declared a public nuisance. A public hearing on these two properties is set for September 17th, at which point the property owners will have their objections heard. After that, they'll have 5 days to deal with weed issues happening on those two parcels. Well, HSU grad Steven Hillenburg is best known for making a lighthearted and significant contribution to the appreciation of marine life through the creation of the hit animated television series SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, Hillenburg is furthering his contribution to the marine sciences through an endowment designed to support student research. This year, he and his wife Karen created the Steven Hillenburg Marine Science Research Award Endowment at HSU with a $135,000 gift to provide grant awards for student research projects in marine biology, oceanography, and marine fisheries. Endowments work by investing a donor's contribution long-term using only the income generated each year to provide research awards in perpetuity. A portion of the Arcata Ridge Trail currently closed until Monday, October 1st. That is due to an active timber harvest on private property there. Community members and visitors are asked to stay out of the closed areas to keep safe. Trail users are advised to use the South Fork Jane's Loop Trail as an alternative. The 36th annual Hammond Trail Run will be happening in McKinleyville. The half marathon and 3 mile run will be between 7:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., with the actual race starting at 8:30 a.m. Saturday at Hiller Park. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.